a few more minutes with Kingy Freeman and Steve Voss coming up in the next segment. Play some of his classics and some of his latest hits. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors briefly that have made this radio show possible today. One of them is ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. This is an atmospheric water generator for the home. It grabs the humidity out of the air, then sends it through seven different filters, including carbon reverse osmosis and a UV antibacterial antifungal light. Just an amazing system. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Check them out today at www.ecolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. And obviously, Kinky, if you win as governor, you are still going to come in studio with us, or I can come down and interview you at the governor's mansion.
Anytime, Alex.
Quickly, who do you think firebombed the governor's mansion?
I think it was Sam Houston and Davy Crockett's ghost trying to get his ass out of there. That's what I think.
You know, I should just have you on sometime and just shut up and let you tell jokes. You're a pretty funny guy.
That's fine. That's a good joke, isn't it?
Tell us about some of your books you've written.
I've written, the latest is a book called Heroes of a Texas Childhood, and that's why I've been researching Audie Murphy. Because he's in it, and Sam Houston, and Barbara Jordan, and Ann Richards, and Emily Morgan. You know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people never heard of Audie Murphy. I mean, you know, that's kind of why this book is written.
Are you kidding? A lot of kids don't know who George Washington was.
No, they don't. I ran into a lawyer at a kolache place and on the way to Houston. He said his whole class, he's a teacher there at Houston, whatever it is, a law school there. Nobody in the class knew what VJ Day was. So he says, well, I'll give you a hint. It's 1945. It's August 1945. VJ Day. Do you know what it was? No one knew. He said, well, it's victory over Japan, as a matter of fact. August 14th, 1945. And they said, well, we're not history majors.
Yeah.
And
they don't know how exciting history is, all the little pieces and how it all connects
these
together.
These are all lawyers. I mean, these are kind of a, you know, it's a...
And so they don't know the government willing to take blood at checkpoints is Nazi Germany.
That's right.
Can you imagine an old black and white movie about the Germans and they were taking blood? It'd be like, those damn Nazis. And now it's like we're doing it. It's a good thing. Let's take another call. Linden, California for Kinky Friedman. Final call for Kinky.
Oh, hey, Kinky. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks. Somebody calls you, you know, the Seinfeld episode, and you say, it's a telemarketer. I don't have time to talk to you, you know, right now. Can you give me a number? I'll call you later. Oh, you don't want anybody calling you at home either. Well, what about when you come to my front door? You know, hey, I'm busy right now. Give me your address. I'll drop by, and we'll talk about what's important to you right now, but I just can't do it right now. Oh, you don't want anybody showing up at your front door unannounced either.
That's what the census is doing.
Then you start getting, the brainwashing. They look at you like, whoa, I guess not.
Well, you guys in California, I mean, it's a failed state right now, and our governor is right that Texas is doing better as a state than California. The problem is the people of our state are not economically doing better.
Well, that's a question, though. What about the census? I think that's what you're getting at, and I appreciate your call, Linda. They're supposed to ask you how many people live in your house every 10 years to get members to apportion Congress. How many congressmen your state gets. Now they're sending out forms with hundreds of questions. Do you own guns? And you've got a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer those questions.
No, you don't. And you shouldn't.
I don't. I tell them, you know, get out of here.
I say if they come to your door, call Alex Jones. That's the best thing to do. Alex, you're a real voice, man. And keep it up.
Oh, Kinky, you're nice to say that. You say
the truth.
You say there's a nice buzz out there for the show?
Not only a nice buzz, but I told you off mic there that... a woman that I know has said that she finds you very poignant and very sensitive.
Well, I appreciate her putting up with me.
I didn't say that.
I understand. Well,
she said that.
We understand, Kinky. You secretly, you know.
I think you've come a long way, baby. I really do.
Well, you're a sweetheart. Kinky Friedman, thank you for coming in. And as the campaign develops, we want to have you back. If you're busy, you can do it over the phone from the campaign trail. And hopefully we can have Governor Kinky Friedman in here, and we can throw Rick Perry and the crone out of there, and one of those two won't be governor. Kinky Friedman, take care. Hopefully next time I see you in person, you'll be the governor.
Shalom. Peace. Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. We'll be right back with Steve Voss. Stay with us.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if, and when is upon us. when you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business? How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
His work for probably 10, 11, 12 years. He's got quite a few great albums. Many of them have made national charts. But because his music is anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, pro-America, the establishment has tried to shut him down, but unsuccessfully. And, you know, you've probably heard part of this song played as bumper music and a few of his other songs played here, but today we're going to play, with his permission, a couple of them. In fact, let's keep rolling with Renegades right now if we can. Renegades, We Must Take America Back, Forever Heroes, Star Spangled Banner. And this is just one of his greatest hits. He's got several albums. We, by the way, are now selling them at InfoWars.com. This is music that needs to be listened to, needs to be shared. And I'm just excited to learn that Steve Voss is familiar with our work and what we do. Joseph Fair of WorldNetDaily.com said this music speaks to the hearts and souls of Americans. And SteveVoss.com is the website, S-T-E-V-V-A-U-S.com. Voss is spelled V-A-U-S.com. And I really think of this song as the patriot anthem of when it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. If it wasn't for the renegades, people saying no to King George III, no to slavery, and no to tyranny, and no to Big Brother, we would have no freedom, and no to the Soviets. And that's really what we're facing here today. In fact, crank this part up right here.
Where are the renegades in the world today? Who are the renegades in the world today? Hang not for the renegades and the lives they lead.
Who are the renegades, ladies and gentlemen? They are the people way ahead of their time. Without them, Lord knows where we'd be.
Lord knows where we'd be when it comes to heroes.
And we'll play some more of these songs uninterrupted by me, but I want to go ahead and go right to Steve Voss, and we will open the phones up for Steve Voss and any other subjects you want to bring up. But we'll just keep the rest of the hour if he can do it. Steve Voss, great to have you on with us, sir. I'm a huge fan of you, and you are certainly a very talented musical renegade.
But I just sing what's on my heart, and it's a pleasure to be on with you. I've heard your name for a long time, and I consider it a real honor to be able to share the air with you.
Well, it's good to have you here with us. Tell us about yourself and kind of your saga, your story of success and how they tried to shut you down and the rest of it, and then what your perspective is on what's happening in the world today.
My saga, my patriotic music started in 82. I live in Southern California most of the time. And I got so dang frustrated with, you know, illegal streaming across the border, and that was the year of the riots in Los Angeles and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I got to a point where I couldn't sit silently anymore. And so I wrote a song from my heart called We Must Take America Back. And it just it lit a firestorm when people heard it. It kind of dribbled out there on its own, and all of a sudden one of the big record companies out there wanted to put it out on a record and make it available nationally. And I was right. You know, it was zooming up the charts, got to number 56 or 52 on the Billboard country charts, and it was the most requested song in the nation on country radio the first few weeks it was out. But then a funny thing happened. Some of the most powerful, some of the most influential country radio stations in the big city said, hey, look, we don't care where it is on the charts. We don't care how many requests we get for it. We're not going to play it because we don't agree with it. And that was the end of my RCA career. They canceled my tour, took the record out of the stores, told radio stations to stop playing it. And I'll tell you what, that lit my fire more than it had ever been lit before. I immediately bootlegged the record, started selling it myself out of the trunk of my car, touring on my own, and I haven't stopped since.
Well, I know the Patriot Movement also heard your story when that happened. They also got it out to folks, and then the music's just gotten better and better over the years. So here's another case point example of where you're winning in the free market system of ideas, and they start cheating because you're making touchdowns and kicking their butt. Same thing's happened to us. We've had every one of our major videos is number one on Google and number one on Yahoo, and they always ban it, always cancel it, always try to block it. And that's because in the war of ideas, people who really stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, we're in the right. We have the people's support. The people are sick of this crap. And then meanwhile, we have Billy Ray Cyrus with his daughter, who plays the part of Hannah Montana. Did you know she's out pushing for the Cyberbullying Act that would ban free speech in America? Forget hate crimes bills. It says, Steve Voss, if you're not aware of it, I'll give you the bill number. It says that if someone says what you said hurts their feelings, the feds are going to indict you with a felony federal charge. So that kind of stuff is okay to have big corporate backing and media backing as long as you're pushing anti-free speech. But as soon as you tell the American people to take America back and put out something truly moral and wholesome, we're going to play the song coming up here in a moment, then it's got to be censored. What does that say about the controllers of this nation and this planet?
Lord knows. I mean, they definitely want to quash free speech. And I just figure if they win, I'm going to be in prison with a lot of fine Americans. You know, as long as I got one breath left in these old cowboy lungs, I'm going to be singing these songs come what may. You know, fact of the matter is the people respond to this stuff and the people need to take this seriously. And I know your listeners do. You know, we've got to have our eyes wide open to what's going on in Washington, D.C., and not just talk about it, but do something about it.
Absolutely. Well, with your permission, we're going to play We Must Take America Back right now.
Play it loud.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Crank it up, guys.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's back wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children that's wrong.
A newer version on his new album, We Must Take America Back, He's got several albums available at InfoWars.com and at SteveVoss.com. I still believe Steve Voss is another one of them. So we'll break it all down and go over it when we come back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's not Steve Voss, that's Johnny Cash. I'll show off for Steve right now and sing along to this.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Steve Voss, we're going to play your Star Spangled Banner song. Coming in, because like you said, it's so unique style that we normally hear with the Star Spangled Banner. So that's coming up, and maybe some clips from some of your other songs. I do want to point out to listeners that I have these discounted out of the gates. I still believe Steve Voss and the new one. He just did the new version of Take America Back. We Must Take America Back. about a month and a half ago. So that's a new version you just heard, brand new, redone album, and that's available also at InfoWars.com. You can ask for the combo, or you can ask for just the single DVD, a CD. You can also get the music of my films free when you order both of these together. The music of Terror Storm and Endgame, composed by Graham Reynolds. So it's kind of music day here on the air. I had Kinky Friedman on last hour. I'm trying to jam some of your phone calls in coming up. But Steve, you know, back in the early 90s, you put out these hits. Now you put out more, you know, just amazing music that's being censored. That's what people have got to get this material and get it out to people, because it is being censored. What is it about this music that's scaring the establishment? Just good old-fashioned patriotic, you know, information. Now we see offshore banks stealing tens of trillions. Now we see Obama youth brigades. Now we witness a federal court ruling there's no right to own guns yesterday. I mean, things are really going downhill fast.
Yep, and I consider this, you know, to be the soundtrack for the new Declaration of Independence that we need. You know, music is such a powerful thing, and some people don't realize it. Oh, you know, it's just music, whatever. More important than I spend my money on books or whatever it is. But, you know, think about music. It's how you learn your ABCs. It's how soldiers went into battle in the old days. Music is powerful, and it somehow gets past the logic in the brain and goes straight to people's hearts. So this music isn't just for your listeners to have, but for them to share with other people, because this is a powerful weapon in the war.
Well, it certainly is, and we're just glad you're out there. Are you planning any more albums in the future?
Working on a couple new things. You know, it's always a matter of juggling what I can afford to do. These things are not inexpensive to produce, because I do them the same way that they do records in Nashville. We spend money and we get it right. And I got a family to feed and a roof to keep over their head. So balancing act, and then I'm out there touring some too. I'm going to be down somewhat in your neck of the woods on July 4th, just outside San Antonio. So hopefully listeners in that area can come on out.
Where do they find out the details of that? Can they find out at stevevoss.com?
Yeah, we're going to get a link up to it. It's a part of the San Antonio Tea Party. They can go to sanantonioteaparty.org. I'm not sure if they've got much info up there yet. But the other thing I should mention, YouTube, we've got a great video that goes along with that We Must Take America Back song that you just played. That's worth people seeing and passing around. There's a link to that on my website, or maybe you guys can hook up a link.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll actually put that YouTube channel up on screen. Is that your YouTube channel or just posted somewhere? What's the name of it? We'll find it.
If they just go to Steve Voss, We Must Take America Back, it's the official video. And talk about powerful. I mean, somebody can watch that and not be moved, then their heart's stone.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're a great musician, a great composer, great voice, you know, a great musician. But it's another testament to individuals taking action and reaching millions of people. I mean, you have reached, no doubt, tens of millions of people with your music.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people have heard it. And, you know, it's just, I wish all those tens of millions would buy a copy. You know, they're not out there in the stores. You can only get them on the web. And it's not that I want to get rich or famous. It's that I want to be able to keep doing it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. We're not the government coming in and taxing people and taking their money and paying for abortions with it, or paying for Obama brigades. We're making our videos, making our films, you know, writing our books, making your music. I mean, believe me, I have never made my money back from producing this. I hired a local symphony, thousands of dollars each time they played. I hired Graham Reynolds to compose music for two films. And you notice my latest films don't have Graham doing it, because I can't afford it, even though he did it at cost. My new films, it's Rob Jacobson on keyboard in there, and one of the sales guys in the back office does some keyboard work. And that's what you hear in the Obama deception and stuff, and that's because we don't sell enough to have the composed music in the films. And you listen to the soundtracks on Endgame and on Terror Storm, they blow away the soundtracks we have now, but that comes down to support. And, you know, we printed up 1,000 or 2 of these DVDs, and, you know, people really haven't, I mean, not DVDs, the CD of the music, they haven't gotten it. They need to support it. They need to go to InfoWars.com. right now and get both of your albums we're selling, and they can get my album that Graham Reynolds put together, the music of two of my films, for free when they get your stuff at InfoWars.com. Got to support us, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk.
And that is not the Star Spangled Banner, but I decided to come back in with talk radio. And, yeah, not just the big mainline fake conservative talk show hosts, but all the little local hosts and patriot hosts. That's where I first really heard about the New World Order. I mean, I'd grown up reading None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Gary Allen, and knew about the New World Order somewhat. But when I really tuned in and heard Raleigh James, when I was, senior in high school, here in Austin on the radio, and she was talking about all sorts of New World Order activity. Really a great thing, because talk radio has more time to expand ideas, not just little sound bites. And Steve Voss is our guest. Again, we have specials up on InfoWars.com. I hope people will get both of his albums, or they can buy them individually. And you can also do a combo and get both of them, and then get my CD with the music of two of my films by Graham Reynolds for absolutely free. And we have a discount where you can get the music of my films by Graham Reynolds at a discount when you get it with one of Steve Voss's albums as well. So that's up on Infowars.com. You can also go to SteveVoss.com and get his DVDs. I keep calling them DVDs because I'm a filmmaker and I'm always thinking about DVDs. CDs! Man, I tell you, sometimes I get something in my head and I just can't get it out of my head. Going back to Steve Voss. Steve, the country is really in real peril now. I mean, we knew a long time ago that globalism and corruption and government corruption was out of control. Now, the dollar's plunging, GM's being federalized and bankrupt, Chrysler's been sold to the Bilderberg Group, owned Fiat. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing a bank of the world will pay our carbon taxes to, openly announcing FEMA camps for our safety. I mean, this is even starting to freak me out, and I've been expecting all this to happen. What about you?
You know, I go back to the basics. It's like we keep drifting farther and farther away from what this country's founders envisioned and intended. And, you know, it's incremental, I suppose you could say, over the last 20 years or so. But now, the slippery slope, my God, you know, we're just zooming down it faster than, you know, we could even comprehend. And I just pray every single night that people wake up and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. This isn't America. We got to do something about it.
Absolutely. And they love to say it's anti-military, but it's not anti-military when you have 70-plus percent of the donations given by the troops to Ron Paul, not to other candidates, and you have Ron Paul speaking out against all these urban warfare drills, NORTHCOM announcing they're going to police the American people. You know, the troops don't want to do this, and I know the people don't want this. Where do you see this country going if we don't energize a mass awakening and a realization that we're going down the tubes towards tyranny?
Hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, they're floating this idea of adding a value-added tax to pay for health care and, you know, federal control of virtually everything you can imagine. I mean, I think the folks in Texas have the right idea. And I'm going to give serious thought to moving down there, not just coming down there to sing, because they're talking about, you know what, maybe we're going to back out of this thing being part of the United States of America. We are in deep, deep trouble, folks. I mean, I'm not Chicken Little saying the sky is falling. All you got to do is read even the mainstream press, and if you don't realize we're in deep trouble, then you need to get your eyes checked.
Well, you're right. You know, what's happening is we need the states to declare sovereignty and reconstitute the federal government, and we have to secede. But the globalists are in control, as you know, Steve, of the Congress and both major political parties. And people think, oh, I want free health care. That won't be free health care. That will be just like they take a $1 from the states and send 30 cents back on average, 33 cents back on average with strings attached. They are coming in with all these strings attached to control our lives. This is going to be eugenics. This is going to be government control. This is going to be paid for government abortions. And I've got an article here with a judge saying, I'll give you probation if you get sterilized. This is government eugenics health care that I cover in my film Endgame. You don't want the government in control of something like this. They can use it as a tool to control people. They already are.
Yeah, it's absolutely frightening. You know, in my simplistic view, I think we need to go back to the old days of, you know, citizen lawmakers that go and, you know, serve a term for 2 years or 6 years, and then they go home and go back to their farm. You know, we got to get back to basics and common sense here. The only peace I find in all of this, the only thing that gives me comfort is we have a farm out in the hinterlands of Virginia that is a long time before anybody can find it, let alone try and take control of it. And, you know, that's our safety valve. You know, because I'm not real optimistic at this point that even if everybody wakes up tomorrow that we're going to be able to fight the forces that are in charge.
Well, I agree with you. Here's the problem. Earlier, before you were on, I covered the cybersecurity grid They admit they're thumbprinting biometrically the kids in school without even asking the parents. They got face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, North American Union hemispheric travel passes, no fly list for gun owners, no guns for people on no fly list. They've got the National Animal Identification System where they bully you into signing your rights away, $1,000 a day fines if you don't report everything to the government, $20 tags for $5 chickens, but then Tyson's exempt from that, bankrupting everything, bureaucrats arresting Amish for selling cheese and milk to other Amish, arresting Amish for not getting license plates now, arresting people selling eggs and watermelons without a permit on the side of the highway. I mean, Steve, I'm sure you know about this. They are coming after the farms and ranches, and they're doing it in Europe, too, and Australia, and the feds are using surveillance satellites with the new environmental laws in these cities and towns where you can't build on your own property to go, oh, you built a shed, and a SWAT team comes and arrests you. I mean, they are coming after your farm in Virginia.
They'll get there sooner or later. You know, the thing that scares me more than anything, I'm sure you saw the story a couple days ago on WorldNet Daily about the folks that were hosting a Bible study out here in San Diego.
Been happening for years.
Yeah, and, you know, the government comes out and says, well, you need a permit to do this.
Need a permit to gather. You can't have 10 people in your house. That first time I saw that was about 10 years ago in Denver. And then now they're saying not just Christians, rabbis can't have meetings at their houses. I mean, this is a right of assembly, First Amendment. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Oh, God. You know, it was folks with a Bible study right here in San Diego, and somebody from zoning shows up at their front door and says, well, are you having these gatherings? Are you saying amen? Are you reading from the Bible and all that stuff? And they were going to tell them they had to get a conditional use permit or a major use permit. Something like that was going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. Well, the defecation hit the rotary oscillator on that one because people found out, thanks to WorldNet Daily, and then it made it into the local papers here. And, you know, the county is back down. But I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, the other thing that concerns me greatly is the fact that you look at the numbers of how the Muslim population of the United States is growing. And, you know, now we've got President Barack Hussein Obama saying, well, you know, we really are one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. I mean, my God, have we lost our bearings so badly? I guess for now the answer is yes.
Well, by the way, Steve, I never even got to this. Kurt Nemo did a story this morning with just the headline from the ABC News article where Obama begins to announce his Muslim roots. Not even saying it was good or bad. We just stated that he denied all these roots that were public and said it was a conspiracy theory, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And then now he's using it, saying, yeah, I'm basically a Muslim. We know he went to Muslim schools. His dad was a Muslim. With Odinga, his cousin, they told him in Senate letterhead, go ahead and contest the election and engage in violence. I mean, Obama really is a terrorist in every sense of the word, and I don't think he's really, quote, a Muslim. I think he uses that. He's a chameleon. He really works for offshore banks to take over this country. But all these commenters in the article were telling me that I was making this up when all I was doing was, because I called Kurt this morning and asked him to do a story, and he did, when all we were doing was, I'm looking for the article, was pointing out what he said in speeches. You know, it's like he introduces all this gun control legislation, the most draconian ever. We list the gun bills, and people send me threatening emails saying, you're a liar, there's no gun bills. I mean, can you comment on that?
Only that some people are so damn blind because they don't want to see. You know, the facts are the facts. And, you know, regardless of what we think about Barack Hussein Obama, the fact is that he's taken this country towards socialism or Marxism, whatever color you want to call it, and it's so far from what the founders intended for this country, it ought to scare us all to death.
And notice, the deeper they get us down this road, Steve Voss, it only gets worse. Their solutions always only make it worse.
Yeah, you know, but they're going to give us all health care, and they're going to manage it. I've never seen a single thing the government has managed that they've done right. So that's another thing that should have you scared, not only for yourself, but for your family and kids. And, you know, coming full circle here, I mean, that's why people like you, Alex Jones, and people like me, Steve Voss, not to inflate our importance, but, you know, people need to rally around the sources of real information, the people that are encouraging freedom and independence and liberty. You know, you got to support these people because they're right.
Absolutely. Look at this, folks. The emergence of Obama's Muslim roots. Now, they denied all this, said it was a lie, attacked anybody that covered it. And then he goes and gives speeches saying, I have a Muslim upbringing, I have Muslim roots, I'm your friend, when he's in Muslim countries. And then we write a story about it called The Emergence of Obama's Muslim Roots, Infowars.com, with links to ABC News, WorldNet Daily, Times of London Online, and a bunch of, and Obama's own Organizing for America. We link directly to Obama's own statements. And they comment in our article that we're making this up.
If it weren't so sad, it'd be hysterical. It'd be a great comedy. You know, you'd make a film about that, I'll tell you what.
Well, it goes further here. You know, he writes about how it is a Wahhabi variety. That's the majority Muslim Sunni out of Saudi Arabia. And you know, he walks up and fully bows to the Saudi king. And then says, well, I was too tall. Well, the Saudi king's almost as tall as him. He says, well, I was picking something up off the floor. And then later they admit, okay, he was bowing. We haven't had a president ever in our history bow, you know, a complete bow. They might have shaken a woman's hand or something and done like that, you know, just respectful. Completely bow. And, you know, the point is that this guy is just a complete political whore. He bows to everybody.
He does, and, you know, now he's out continuing his apology tour. Everything we've ever done, well, we're sorry that we did this and we did that. When has anybody ever apologized to us? And frankly, even if they did, we should be the last country in the world apologizing. We, you know, the greatest example of freedom and the power of the people. We've got nothing to apologize for.
The only thing we've got to apologize for, in my mind, Steve Voss, is for letting internationalists use this country's money and wealth to fund their IMF and World Bank takeovers of the planet. But we've been used, you know, like when a mosquito comes and sucks blood out of you to fly off to, you know, be able to produce its protein eggs, you know, the female mosquitoes are the ones that drink blood. It's not the host fault that it gave some blood to the mosquito, that the mosquito's out there biting people. We need to blame the parasites of the New World Order, not the host. But at the same time, I would blame a lot of the American people for buying into big government and going along with this, because there are a lot of people that go along with this, Steve.
Oh, no doubt about it, because, you know, we're in the age of the gimme government. And, you know, if you promise enough to enough people, then they're going to support you and, you know, kind of lay rose petals in the path for you to travel down. We've been too trusting and we've been too greedy, and we need to get back to the hard scrabble life where we're, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and work for what we need and not look for a handout.
Yeah, well, there is no free lunch. Anything that's supposedly free comes with strings attached. Let's go ahead and talk to Hondo in California. You're on the air with Steve Voss. Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm so glad to hear Steve again. I used to hear him on a show called, I think it was called Radio Free America. It was with Chuck Harder about 14 years ago, and he used to use Steve Voss's music for his bumper music.
No, I remember Chuck Harder. I remember Chuck Harder.
What did that guy?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Chuck was one of the guys that really launched the music in the beginning. He heard the story about RCA and had me on numerous times.
Right,
and,
I heard you all the time. And then I used to listen to that music all the time. And about 6 years ago, I started searching for it on the Internet. But I couldn't remember exactly what the name was. And I tried a bunch of different versions. And I think I called you Steve something else. I think it was D-O-U-S or D-Box. But I couldn't remember. Anyway, I was looking.
Well, let me tell you how you spell it, folks. It's V-A-U-S. Steve, V-A-U-S, Voss. You can get his two latest CDs, one of them's new music, one of them's greatest hits, available at Infowars.com. Can't forget Infowars.com or SteveVoss.com. Anything else, Hondo?
I just was wondering, whatever happened to Chuck Harder? Is that story ever going to be told?
Okay, Chuck Harder bought a little old hotel that he broadcast out of. Then he had health problems. I talked to him a few times and then lost touch. Does anybody know if he's okay or how he's doing in Florida?
You know, I've talked to him or emailed him maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, and, you know, his health problems have continued, and he's had some personal difficulties, but he's still got the fire in his belly.
Good. So Chuck Harder, you know, I need to get – that's an idea. In fact, Steve, can you shoot over to Rob D, just the letter D, Rob D,
yeah, yeah,
at Infowars.com, the Chuck Harder email. I want to see if I can twist Chuck's arm to get him on air here and maybe get him some support, because, you know, he's somebody early on that was on hundreds of radio stations that the media ignored, that was instrumental in the resistance movement to this tyranny we've got today. We owe so much to Chuck Harder.
Yeah, and I'll send that to Rob.
Okay, thank you.
Just a few minutes ago, send Rob the link to that YouTube video I was talking about.
Good. Yes, we did find that. We did find that. And folks, you just go to stevevoss.com and see that. During the break, we'll pop it up on screen for folks to see the URL and the address in the YouTube video itself. Yeah, here it is. Rabbi Bernstein expands lawsuit because township won't let them have meetings in their house. And you know, I mean, I'm just making the point. It's Christians, it's Muslims, it's Jews. It's, you don't have free speech in America. And these cities want you to be 501c3, too. Waive all your rights. Be part of the clergy response teams. Be government approved. I mean, it just goes on and on, the takeover of our society. Steve Voss is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Thank you.
I'm going to take two final calls for Steve Voss, Jim and Ivan, who specifically want to talk to him. We got Alan Watt coming on. We got Max Kaiser coming on. We got Ron Paul coming up in the next few days. We've got a whole bunch of big guests Thursday and Friday, so stay tuned for that. Also, remember, we're putting out a new offering for folks in the InfoWar, and that is monthly new volumes of the best clips of the guests we have on the show every day when we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Another weapon in the Fight for Freedom DVD arsenal, Alex Jones Show Volume 1 is now out. Volume 2 is out. Volume 3 is out. You can get all three of those at InfoWars.com. Volume 1 has Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Art Acevedo. Gerald Celente is coming on the next few days as well. So that's there. The Money Masters, How Banks Created the World's Money. 3 hour plus film, two DVDs. This is only $19.95, and this will explain to people who the New World Order are, what they're doing, how they operate, what they're up to, and how to stop them. Excellent film available at InfoWars.com as well. Don't forget the Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of my films and the other films we carry at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get those and Steve Voss's great music as well, discounted out of the gates. Let's take two final calls for Steve Voss. Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Jim, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for a great job you did on that eugenics today. That was super. But the question I have for you is, why do you think the unions haven't stood up across the country about the fact that they shipped all the jobs out and called a big boycott for a whole day across the country?
Say that again?
The unions across the country, they shipped all the jobs out overseas. They're getting rid of everything. So why haven't the unions took a day and just, you know, said we're going to take a whole day and boycott the whole nation, drive, do nothing?
The unions have been bought off by the globalists. That's why they support GM being cut up in pieces and sold to China, Russia, and Brazil, publicly. It's gone. And we're going to pay the money to have it shipped out. Under the stimulus package rules and World Trade Organization rules, we part of all of our industry that has any federal money in it has to be internationalized. It can't be for the nation state. Globalism's designed to destroy sovereign nations and transfer power to third world countries controlled by the globalists. I appreciate your call, Jim. Comments on that, Steve Voss? I mean, they are just wrecking everything by design right now.
They are. And, I'm a black and white.
Steve, your phone's cutting out again. Start over.
I said I'm a black and white guy. Try and reduce things to simple terms. It's about freedom, liberty, independence in this country. If we don't get back to constitutional values, we're screwed.
And every time we let bailouts happen, it goes to offshore banks or pays to move the companies offshore. So they said, oh, you got to save GM and Chrysler. It isn't saving them. It's paying the globalists to take it. Just totally criminal. Let's talk to Ivan in Texas. Last caller, you're on the air with Steve Voss. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Hey, I saw the Obama Deception. It's a pretty good movie, and I think it's waking a lot of people up. But the only thing that I had to say was I don't think a lot of people really understand, like, the full picture. Because the other day somebody asked me, hey, do you think Obama's a communist? And I'm like, hey. That's not the point, because communism, globalism, and fascism all come from Hegelian philosophy. And I want to know if your readers or if your listeners know about Hegelian philosophy.
Yes, we know about the Hegelian dialectic. I'm out of time. That's what Steve's saying. Boil it down to, you know, black and white, liberty versus tyranny, and all big forms of government, communism, socialism, fascism, black uniforms, surveillance cameras, slave camps, liberty, swimming pools, happy kids, lots of money, and liberty and freedom. You just got to keep it. Steve Voss, it's been great having you on, my friend.
Let's do it again. Thanks.
You bet. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you very, very soon, and give me that email to Chuck Harder. Retransmission starts now with Key Info at InfoWars.com. Spread the word.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.